Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Craving Wolves podcast. I'm your host, Karel van Heerden, and for this week's episode, it'll go in a strange direction, but I'm going to talk about gaming. Okay, boom, boom. Today is going to be a strange episode, guys. It does not have a topic. And I just want to talk because I found out, there's a bit of an echo. I don't know why. I think, I need to cover and put more shit in my living room so that the noise can bounce off of it. Today I discovered, and I don't know how old it is or whatever, but the video messaging. So then I just go and I fucking abuse it. I send videos to fucking everyone. And then, just for no reason whatsoever. So that's me. A bit of a rough week, up and down and, shit like that. And it's all in my head, right? Of course it's in your head, Harry. Doesn't mean it's not real. Albus Dumbledore. So the thing is that, So it's up and down, but the thing is like I'm in my head, right? So then I do it to myself. There's literally nothing wrong until I think it's wrong. So I'm thinking it to be wrong. I don't know how to explain it, but then it's basically, so I'll go and there'll be like, it's a good day. The weather is great. I slept good. There's nothing wrong. Like there's no stress. There's nothing. And then I will lie down and think of things to go wrong. And then it's mostly like things that happened or didn't happen or is going to happen. All of that shit. It's always like, it's just, I don't know how to explain it. But, and that, like, it kind of brings me back to that thing, the power of now. Where the guy just, all he does is just say, just focus on now. And, that when I send out the videos, I don't think of anything. I'm just thinking of now. And it's even, there's some videos that, I was like, okay, cool, let me video this friend, right? And I send him a video, and as the video starts, I'm like, I just want to send a video. And then I remembered, I just got a second kid, and then, then we start talking. And then another friend, he's coming to Netherlands, And then a different friend, because he's doing this, and, I got away from that, because I tell myself, I need to be away from the world, I don't want the world, I don't want to do shit, and a lot of times I feel like that, then I just don't want to fucking go out, okay? I want to be at home, I want to play my games, I want to do absolutely fucking nothing, and just play my games. But the thing is, then I have time, because that, like my sister says, Final Fantasy is a boring game. Fuck. It is quite lengthy though. And there's a lot of times that you basically do nothing. So then basically I go and I start thinking too much, which of course, I have been overdoing it and blah, 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 blah. But John Lennon said, if you enjoyed wasting time, it was not wasted. So basically, I'm trying to get my head around. in a way, that's also a bad thing because, like, then you can just basically justify the whole time wasting time, and that's not great. Anyways, the thing is, for me, it happened, and yeah, I don't know where I am with that, but yeah, I enjoyed it. It was fun, and yeah, because let me tell you, I finished Shadow of War, all the achievements, all right? And like, even though, like, there's one part where, like, I deleted the game now because I, like, it's a fucking huge game. It's like 120 gigs, so, like, clearing that up just so I could play some other games. Anyways, but now I finished all the achievements, but there's one that I still need. It's not in the Steam achievements, but the thing is, it's still there, right? And that is getting the Mithril cup for, like, the Desolation of Mordor. It's like the side quest or DLC. DLC is downloadable content, VT dubs. So then I have that one thing, but that is like fucking next level, because first of all, you have like a bunch of different levels that you can play. So easy, normal, nemesis, Gravewalker, and brutal. Now, the thing is, to get this trophy, you need like 500,000 points. To get 500,000 points is because the trophy in the Steam, the achievement in the Steam list is to get a gold rating, right? Which you can basically play on Nemesis, and you just need to finish, I think, in about an hour. And then you can get it, right? And got it, all good, no worries. But the thing is, to get like the Mithril one, you need 500,000 points. And the thing is, like, you can't finish in like a half an hour, you know? Well, you probably can, but it's going to be very difficult. So now you need to level up. So you need to play on the Gravewalker level. Okay. Now, the Gravewalker is like fucking, it's insanely difficult, because all of a sudden the orcs have like, they just like fucking super orcs all of a sudden. All right. So they take less damage, they have more health, and they give more damage. So basically, like, they each, like a normal orc two shots you, and a fucking captain sometimes one shots you. And the problem is, with a captain one shotting you, is there's a thing called last chance, which basically, like, if somebody one shots you, you basically have a time to just say, okay, cool. Then you still have a chance to redeem yourself, then you don't die. In Gravewalker level, you don't have that chance. Negative, just poof, dead. And the thing is, you can't save, because in the game, like, it's Lord of the Rings, so it's like all the rings of power and shit like that. So if a guy dies, they basically trapped in the spiritual whatever, like the wraiths, right? The ring wraiths. But anyways, so the whole time everybody has a ring, so they can just come back to life and whatever. But the thing is, for the Desolation of Mordor, you play with Baranor. And Baranor is a human, and he doesn't have a ring of power. So if he dies, you need to fucking do everything over. So then there's this one upgrade that you can get to a weapon that is basically, so it's called Adrenaline, all right? And then if you brutalize, kill one of the orcs, time slows down for 10 seconds, all right? So then with that, it helps a lot, because then you can brutalize somebody and fucking do some damage to the captain, and then brutalize somebody again and then do some damage to the captain. And it's like a basically a safe method to do all of that shit. And I was like, okay, cool. Going on, and I don't know what my time was, but I was going through, because you need to conquer 5 outposts and then the fortress, right? So it's really not that difficult or bad or anything like that. With this ability, and I was like, okay, cool, running, and then all of a sudden, fucking, this guy just one-shots me. And I'm like, fuck. And then I had to start over because I didn't have a last chance. You can get it like an upgrade to a weapon, but it's very difficult because the thing is you need to get this from orcs, right? And like it, as I said, it's difficult. They can one-shot you. So especially like the fucking archers, like you, and then you just hear and then buff, you fucking explode. Yes, but it's a very fun game, by the way. Fucking Shadow of War, get it? I got all the achievements except that Mithril one. And that's going to bug me. That's going to bug me. Let me tell you, that is going to bug me. So, yeah. But anyway, so at the moment I'm playing Shadow of Mordor again because I want to get all the achievements for that as well. And like I never finished the game because I finished the main storyline and then Lord of the Hunt. And then I just finished... there's like where you previously go back in time and you play as Celebrimbor, where you basically take on Sauron. So there's also like a few, because I think I had like 20 achievements left there. So then I'm busy with that and Time of the Ring and so I'm basically finishing everything I can, trying to get as much achievements as possible, and then I'll start looking to like get the last ones out of it. Yeah, so I'm kind of embracing the gaming now, good or bad, I don't know, but yeah. And then the other one is Final Fantasy VI that I'm going to play, which is, yeah, it's also really fun. I think it deserves a remake like 7, because first of all, okay, let me talk about Final Fantasy as well. This all of a sudden turned from an addiction podcast into a gaming podcast. So hopefully this can also give you some insight about how addictive gaming can be. But yeah, so I'm going to start channeling it towards good. And if I can make good of it, you know, it'll be fun. It'll be epic. Anyways, I mean, play games for a living. How fucking epic will be that? Okay, the English language just got lost on me. How epic will that be? It's what I wanted to say. But apparently my mouth thought something different. Anyways, so Final Fantasy. Okay, Final Fantasy. So I like playing Final Fantasy. It's fun. It takes my mind off the world and... like all these mini achievements and shit like that, it's fun to do, right? And it was fun bringing that into the real world as well. Because then, like, you know, like at the gym, okay, cool, let me do fucking this amount of things. And when I go run, I was like, okay, cool, it's an achievement, I can work towards it. So I think that helped me a lot because there's a lot of things like when I play Final Fantasy VII, the original, you know, then it's like, okay, cool, I want to level up this materia. And then you focus only on leveling up that materia. And then, okay, cool, let's do a bit of storyline. And then, you know, so having these objectives and things like that, it's a really good, like, mindset if you can take it out of the gaming world into life. So, like, gaming taught me a lot of shit, right? Which... if I fucking apply it to normal life, which I'm not doing a lot, it really helps. There's some gems in there, right? And, you know, like focus on now. Fucking not on the past, not on the future. And that's why I think gaming is such a like nice distraction because it's literally like you're focusing on the game. Like, when I watch a movie, I can fucking want to do 5 other things. You know, there's not... it depends on the movie, of course. But the thing is, like, I'm not that engaged. But the thing is, with the games, I'm fucking engaged. And, you know... like, okay, let's go through some basic fucking principles about gaming. which is, I know half of the time this is going to be said in vain, but for me, for everybody, and yeah, so basically, don't play games before you go to bed, because then otherwise your mind's just busy while you want to sleep, all right? Then you can sleep for like 1 or 2 hours and you pop, wake up again, and it's like, oh fuck, what happened? Blue light, all of that. So if you have to play, no, just fucking do, get some blue light glasses, whatever. Or put the light on, what, whichever works for you, I don't know. Don't game just before bed. Put off, like, don't game when you need to sleep. And don't let games take priority over things that you need to do in your life. Because that happens. That happens a lot. Anyways, so, yeah. Anyway, but fucking games, right? It's a good and bad, and yeah. Yeah. It's bittersweet. Whatever. But, yeah. You know, like sometimes you have days where it's just like, oh, fuck. I just want to get away from everything. And then gaming helps. But then sometimes you also need to fucking deal with those everythings. Whoops. So, yeah. That is... Yeah, that is me at the moment. Having good days, having bad days, and the bad days is, of course, self-inflicted or caused by myself. But yeah, so do things you enjoy, but don't let it take over your life. Any results? So enjoy. Let me know what you think if I go a bit in a different direction, but yeah, I do like gaming a lot, so you know, I can talk a lot about it, and I have played a lot of games in my life. So yeah, what would you guys think if I just started a gaming platform, like podcast, YouTube channel, fucking whatever. Just talk about games the whole time. I mean, of course it's possible. There's a lot of people doing it. Huh? But yeah, that good habit of the week. Let me know what you think about starting a gaming channel. Anyways, thank you for listening, guys. I appreciate it. Stay safe, stay strong, and most of all, stay unique.